gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. Brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 27th, 2017. Welcome to Day 281. Donald Trump hasn't imposed sanctions on Russia because Rex Tillerson dissolved the office that implements them. Foreign Policy and The Hill say after the Coordinator for Sanctions Policy office was eliminated, just one mid-level official is now responsible for coordinating the implementation of sanctions across the State Department and other government agencies. The administration missed the October 1st deadline to implement new penalties against Russia, which were adopted by Congress in August. Politico and The Hill say Trump claimed that it's, quote, commonly agreed that he didn't collude with Russia. Instead, he accused Hillary Clinton of working with the Kremlin, amid reports that Clinton and the DNC paid for the dossier of accusations about Trump and his ties to Russia. Trump tweeted that after many months of costly looking, there was no collusion between Russia and Trump, was collusion with HC, end quote. Politico says Republican lawmakers intend to wind down their Trump-Russia investigations, even though the issue of collusion remains unsolved. The Senate Intelligence Committee wants the panel's investigations to end by February, ahead of the first 2018 primary elections, while the House Intelligence Committee hopes to finish before that. Meanwhile, the memo that Natalia Veselnitskaya brought to the Trump Tower meeting was coordinated with the Kremlin, undercutting the Russian lawyer's claim that she was an independent actor when she sat down with Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort. The New York Times says that in the months before the meeting, Veselnitskaya had discussed allegations that Democratic donors were guilty of financial fraud and tax evasion with Russia's prosecutor general, Yuri Chaika. The memo she brought to the meeting closely followed a document that Chaika's office had given to Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a California Republican who is considered to be one of the most pro-Russian lawmakers in Congress and who heads a subcommittee that helps oversee U.S. policy towards Russia. The Hill says Kellyanne Conway can't be bothered that the Trump campaign's data analytics firm attempted to partner with WikiLeaks. During the campaign, Cambridge Analytica reached out to WikiLeaks about locating Hillary Clinton's emails. Julian Assange declined to work with the firm. Conway was Trump's campaign manager at the time. The Hill and The Washington Post are reporting that the Whitefish contract with Puerto Rico doesn't allow the government to audit or review the cost and profit elements under the agreement. FEMA said in a statement that it was looking into whether the contract followed applicable regulations to ensure that federal money is properly spent. The statement added that FEMA, quote, has significant concerns over how PREPA, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, procured this contract and has not confirmed whether the contract's prices are reasonable. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Just kidding, I'm still here. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor, go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this, but go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.